Oh shit, oh shit. You know, I'm kind of upset because I was gonna play a song at the beginning of this, but I didn't wanna like get the whole video muted on YouTube because I wanted to play like 15 seconds of Waka Flocka Flame at the beginning of this, so sorry. We'll figure something out eventually. What's cracka lackin', folks? It's Justin here, SoWhat.com. What else is new? Bringing you the latest, greatest in everything underground streetwear. I don't even know why I have headphones on because I don't need them, so I'm gonna take them off. Now, got my mic, I got my notepad with no notes once again, I got my trusty glass of water. So, what's up? Got, you know, trying to figure out a format for this shit. Brian, wow. I got a lull. That's what I'm talking about. We got a lull. So once again, coming the August 1st, we're going to drop that. The e-commerce section of the website, just so everybody is aware of that. Get that going. So if you're a brand, you want to get involved with that, just send me an email, justin@sowhat.com, and I'll send you an email to sign up as a vendor. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know. Besides that, we're going to just kind of go through the same old routine. Check out a couple brands I've written about or I'm going to write about and take it from there. So before we get into that, though, just want to have the sticker discussion and why stickers are so awesome. Like, I don't want to grab my computer and, like, bring it up over here, because I might jack up everything, but let me grab my old computer, and I'm going to show you, like, I'm not even, matter of fact, fuck that. The whole thing is just covered in stickers, right? Like, if you're not including a sticker with your packaging, or even a cell, like, you're missing out on something that could be cool. It's something, it's just a little something extra to make somebody be like, damn, that's dope. I'm gonna put that on my shit. Matter of fact, let me just grab this. If this fucks up, my bad. But like, my whole laptop's just covered in stickers. I got some brands on here. We got Unidentified Corporation. Got some, all kinds of stuff on there. If you're not throwing stickers in your pack, you're fucking wrong, and you're lazy, and you're a bum. So, for everybody out there with their streetwear startup, make some stickers. It's like, what, $50 for 100, 200 of them? They're super inexpensive. You make like 3-4 different designs, you stick them in the packaging, bam, people are happy. So, with that said, we'll just go ahead and get straight into the first website. This is Campus. I included them in the best brands of 2018 that I put out back in January. Because they put out some cool shit. So we're just gonna go on their website and fucking critique it or whatever and make a fool out of myself real quick. First things first, you got this nice video. Like, this is very, like, I fuck with this heavy. Like, it's exploding car, onlookers. Like, it's visually dynamic. So that's tight. We're going to go ahead and go inside. Their collection 2 just dropped recently, and along with their zine that they're putting out, just like a collection of images that they got. So that's always nice to see. We're just going to open all these up in new tabs. It looks like they got 3 shirts, like nothing too crazy, nothing major, nothing big, but it's still something. So we got this little kid blindfolded. What are you playing? Some tag? It's called the Run Tee. It'd be cool if they had a little bit more description on this, just you know, what's going on here? Who the fuck is this kid, and why is he running away from this kid? Did homeboy's hood slip over his eyes or something? I don't know. So, I mean, a little bit more description on this. I'll probably just email all this to the guy who's creating Campus. I believe his name is Brian. I'll have to check my emails. Just off the top of my head, I can't remember his name. I apologize, man. I'm really sorry. But you got 3 t-shirts, the Run Tee, no backstory. All right, like, this is like one of those things you got to, like, kind of give some kind of a reason for me to buy this besides the graphic. You know what I'm saying? Like, t-shirts are more or less a dime a dozen nowadays. If I wanted to, I could jack this like design and put on my own t-shirt. Like, I wouldn't do that, but I totally could. So it'd be cool to see like a bullet point just saying like, yo, this is a picture of me chasing my best friend Tyrone way back in the day. I tripped and skinned my knee. We're on the elementary school campus, whatever, you know, just something silly. Just like, oh, okay, that's funny. Like, I'm gonna cop that, whatever. So that's the run tee. They got the fire tee. This is, okay, it's the same image from their like splash screen when you first get on their website. So that's dope. Like, I fuck with this heavy. I don't know. Like, that's just a dope ass like design, or, you know, it could have been jacked from somewhere. Somebody could have, you know, I'm assuming the dude who's running the show didn't take that picture. If he did, that's cool as hell. If he didn't, oh well. But once again, just another description. What's going on here? What's the backstory? Why did you want to put this on a t-shirt? That's what I'd like to see out of this right here. I mean, even on its own, it's still cool, but just a little bit more, just a little, get that emotional tie into the actual product. We're going to look at this next shirt, the Dream Tee. What is going on here? It looks like iRobot mixed with Terminator 2. I got the looking like a silver marmalade covering this dude's face. I don't know what the hell's going on here. And I can't know what's going on here because I don't have a description of what the fuck is on here. And even then, like, this will be a little side tangent. All right. Flesh out your descriptions for all the brand owners out there. Flesh out your descriptions a little bit. Don't just, all right. There's a difference between it's been a long time since I've been in like a marketing class. It's like a feature or a benefit, right? A feature is 6.1 ounce, 100% cotton. Like, that's like strictly like manufacturer talk. If I'm Joe Blow off the street. I don't know what the difference between 6.1 ounce, 100% cotton is and 98% polyester, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You don't, like, you can include 6.1 ounce, 100% cotton, but also throw it on there. Like, it's a damn soft t-shirt. It won't shrink. You know, some like the feature is the 100% cotton. The benefit, like what I'm getting out of it is I'm getting a soft ass shirt that's not going to shrink. Put that on there. Navy blue, cool. It's a navy blue shirt. Full color printed graphic. All right, that's cool. There, you can say a hell of a lot more about this. Like, damn, even something like generic. Flex on your friends with this goofy ass silver mannequin head on a shirt, or whatever the case is. You know, there could be a lot more done here. And I'm gonna let my boy at campus know that. So we're gonna check out the zine. It looks like it's just like a series of pictures. I like scrolled through this a little bit earlier today, and it's a whole lot of destruction, like just broken shit, which is kind of funny to look at. We got a broken fence or a door on a fence, looking like for a basketball court. Next picture, you got a broken rail into a road, whatever, looking like some. Some people on a bench, plain, super minimalist. You got this homeboy in the mirror. You know, just some pictures. In the write-up I did for the website, it's like all scenes or pictures taken in Southern California, just about, you know, what homeboy sees in his day-to-day life or whatever. So, more broken shit. I guess they're super destructive. There's something in the water in Southern California that makes people want to break shit. So shout out to that destructive half of that state, whatever. All right. That's enough about campus. What do we learn? Descriptions can be better. They can always be better. Cause I mean, that's besides, you know, pimping on social media or buying ads or whatever the case is. Your description is going to be a selling point. So use it to sell. All right. Next up, we got Covenant. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. I haven't been to this site before. They emailed me today saying, yo, they hit me up on Instagram saying, yo, check out our shit. They emailed me. I said, all right. It's kind of like, it's super, 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 just by the looks of it, inspired by like Final Fantasy and those throwback graphic, like even by the logo, like let me see if I can make this bigger. I probably can't. I'm probably going to fuck it up because I'm not used to this whole whatever. So we're going to leave it as is. But if you go to, it's covenaunt.com. It has those old school Final Fantasy like 5 through 10-2 vibes to it with the flowers and like the sans serif font and everything. Super clean looking. Like, I'm not knocking it at all, but it's definitely heavily inspired. And I think in his email he sent me, I'm going to crack it open. And this will also be included on the write-up on SoWhat.com. After I'm done with this, I'm going to do a write-up for Covenant and also the next website. So let me just check this out. Yeah, the whole imagery is inspired by, we say, Final Fantasy, Kingdom Hearts, Cowboy Bebop, and Samurai Champloo. I'm familiar with 1.5 of those names. I'm not going to say which ones, but Final Fantasy is obviously one of them. I take it back. 2.5, whatever. So, looking at these, like, overall designs, they're dope. This definitely isn't like, you know, Joe Blow printing his shit on a whatever. Like, this actually looks clean. I like it. What do we got here? I don't know how familiar anyone out there is with like internet culture and like super, super throwback YouTube trolling. There's a website, what was it called? Second Life. I think it's still around. I never mess with it. But there's this dude that used to fuck around on Second Life. He's got videos on YouTube, Esteban Winsmore. That's what it looks like is printed on the back of the shirt. S-Man Winsmore. Matter of fact, homeboy right here, Esteban Winsmore. I think that's him right there on the back of this shirt. So, hey, that's cool. Whatever. Field jacket printed on the back. Once again, like I said in the previous, I guess, critique or whatever, looking at it, this one offers a lot more as far as the description goes, but it can include more benefits and less features. You know, like, this is perfect though, like saying, all right, this is how long it is, whatever. It's like there's only one size. It's a 1 out of 1, so it's a 1 custom made piece saying, yo, this is the dimensions, blah, blah, blah. I ain't gonna fit my ass. But if you're a medium out there, you could definitely cop this with this Esteban Winsmore motherfucker on the back. But it really doesn't say what's going on as far as why this dude is. Maybe that's, who's that dude that, Leroy Jenkins. Might be Leroy Jenkins from back in the day. But I don't know who this is. I have no reason to, like, buy this because I don't know who this is. So that would be dope to include in the description. Why this elf-looking motherfucker is on the back of this jacket. So that's my gripe with this piece. But otherwise, it's cool. I mean, obviously, I fuck with the colors. Black, white, and red. Those are my colors. Not today, but yesterday. But that's a cool piece. Looking at the wing-ridden shirt, screen printed, all right. Just looking at the description, bad. It's a bad description, homie. All it says is that it's a screen printed on a, once again, 5.5-ounce cotton shirt, like the homeboys last time with a 6.1-ounce cotton shirt. That doesn't mean anything to me as a, as the guy buying the shit. Let me go ahead and close out of this shit so it don't ring again. That doesn't mean anything to me as the guy buying it. I need to know what's going on with the logo? Why is this logo the way it is? What's the backstory behind that? And it might seem like this is almost like a kind of like a pretentious thing or something crazy like that. But as someone that's not familiar with this, and as you as like creating this out of, you know, your imagination, no one knows what you're thinking. So no one knows why, A, you picked the Nameless. I mean, I can go to the about page, but I'm generic consumer number one. I'm going straight to the page that you said, buy the shirt. I'm looking at it. I'm either going to buy it or not. I don't know what the hell's going on here. I don't know what 5.5 ounce cotton shirt means. You can include, it's a soft shirt. It won't shrink. You're gonna flex on your friends and family or whatever the case is. That's an option. But I mean, besides that, it's a logo tee, which I think every brand should have. Not like some people also think it's kind of a pretentious thing to have a logo shirt as like your first drop. Like you should always have a logo tee. Unless you're like 100% cut and sew, you should always have a logo tee 100% of the time in stock, ready to go, because that's like your basic piece. That's like McDonald's not having a burger or Dairy Queen not having ice cream. Like that's your bread and butter. That should be your go-to. Yo, oh, check out this brand, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you want to do a giveaway? Take the logo tees. Get the logo tees out. Toss them out there. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, I'm not familiar. I don't want to spend, you know, $25, $30, $50. All right, we got the $20 logo tee, basic logo tee, whatever. You want to represent the brand, represent it, but you always got to have the basic shit in stock. Bottom line. Even if you don't know what the fuck it is in the case of this one. All right, we got super, once again, super inspired Final Fantasy, The Herald. It's constructed, once again, 5.5 ounce cotton. I don't know what that means. With both the chest and sleeve graphic being embroidered. All right. Now this is a step up from like the basic ass logo tee. You got embroidery going on here. That's why it says 30 as opposed to 20 with the last shirt. You know what? I really wish, and this might just be me being picky, I really wish I could zoom in on the actual, just the design. Or even if it's just the t-shirt with the design on it, because I know like people can, you can totally jack somebody's shit by just looking at the image, and that's messed up. But it'd be cool to be able to actually see the detail on this, because right now like I can see that it's there, but I can't see how fine the detail is, especially if it's embroidered. Like, that could be super, super tight to have. But if it's, you know, it could go either way. You never know. But yeah, once again, like, the description, I don't know. That description shouldn't be like all basically talking about the shipping and emailing homeboy if there's a problem. You can actually, like, get rid of that. That should be in your, like, on your, after they make the purchase, they should show up then. Like, I don't need to know about that before I make the purchase. That's a good way to get, I'm gonna sign your ass up for a whole bunch of dirty subscriptions and shit. No, I'm just playing. All right. That's Covenant. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. I'm probably not, but that's covenaunt.com. We're gonna go ahead. Well, matter of fact, why don't we just check out the about page before we go on? It's a creative project that seeks to incorporate a fantastical setting alongside a contemporary high fashion aesthetic, an effort to create a truly unique experience. While some garments are bound to border on avant-garde, we seek to resurrect archaic methods of dress and modernize them for everyday wear. I think they're going to start coming out with capes, so be on the lookout for capes. All right. I got an email from these dudes earlier today also, payola.hk, Hong Kong maybe? I don't know. I'm not from there, so I couldn't tell you. Let me check out, see if they got it in here. Well, we can check out their Instagram also while we're at it, just because I'm in the email and got the link. Yeah, I don't know. All right, get out of here, Esteban. I'm not sure if these guys are in the, let's go to their about page. First of all, maybe that's going to be the new format. We're going straight to the about page first. That way we can see what the fuck they're about. Payola is a lifestyle fashion brand based in Hong Kong. Jackpot. I was right. The owner also produces tour merch for rap stars worldwide. I would like to see a citation there. Payola combines merch graphics with premium fabrics. The result is an authentic alternative to the mass market. All right. Simple to the point. It's a big stretch right there, rap stars, because, I mean, that's one of those things where if you're creating stuff for rap stars, I want to see rap stars wearing this because I ain't never heard Drake drop Payola in a rap song before. So I'm not doubting you. I'm just doubting you. Anyway, we'll go back to the homepage. I'm just going to pre-open up the lookbook and the product. I'm going to open up the products real quick. So obviously this has just started, whatever, which really makes me question the rap superstars' claim to fame. So this, it's pretty basic, but it's better than some of the stuff I looked at yesterday. One of the things I looked at yesterday, they actually, you got a black shirt, the white shirt, and the hat. That's pretty, I guess, pretty standard in the startup community to be having 3, 4, less than 5 pieces in a collection or a drop because, well, you don't got a couple thousand to spend on the shit. So we got the suede. I'm just going to open up one of the shirts because I'm assuming they're both the same as far as descriptions and price and everything goes. But we got, all right. Here we go. This is some, this might be some good looking descriptions going on here. The black P6 panel vegan suede cap. Oh, and I apologize. Payola.hk. Payola.hk. That's the URL. Made from smooth textured thermoregulated vegan suede. I don't want vegan suede. I want 100% high quality beef suede. This refined 6-panel piece features a structured crown punctuated by aerating embroidered eyelets. What does that mean to me? What? First of all, I can barely read the shit. Second of all, that's too much going on. Aerating embroidered eyelets? All right, it sounds like super smooth, but as far as actually meaning something, it's a... Okay, the vegan suede, that can be a benefit. That can be a feature. That's also a benefit because people might not want, some high-quality beef suede. I don't even know if beef suede is real. I'm just making shit up because why else would you put vegan? I don't know what suede's made out of. I'm not a fabric guy. So I'll just finish up. It fastens with a sturdy nylon webbed buckle to ensure a secure fit. Now that's a good benefit, secure fit. Surprisingly lightweight, this is not your ordinary cap. All right, another benefit, it's lightweight. So it's a hat. It's a vegan hat. That whole eyelet aerating business going on here, like that's the definition of doing the most. All right. Some exterior details, black vegan suede construction. What does that mean? Is this shit soft? Is it like high? Is it durable? Is it gonna last? Can I throw it in the dishwasher? I don't know what that means as far as me actually having it shit in my hand saying these are sturdy. Like I've had these. All right. If you don't know features and benefits, I tried to explain it earlier, but a feature, you can listen to music, a benefit, benefit, they won't break. I've had these mugs for 7, 8 years now, 6, 7 years. Some Sennheiser HD 280 Pros. Those are the truth. Fuck your Beats. Those are the truth. This one does a lot better than the previous two about actually having some features and benefits, like a mixture of both, not just features. So that's cool. You got the Payola text neatly embroidered at the rear. You got to scroll down. That's just That's a little gripe as far as like the design of the website and the whole aesthetic, or not even the aesthetic, just the user experience. You don't want to have your images like this. I shouldn't have to scroll. It should be, there should be right around, oh, you can't even see my mouse. Damn. I don't even know how to turn that on without fucking this all up, so we're not even gonna do it. All right, right below the brim, right below the left side of the brim, there should be a series of images and square boxes. So you can click on it and it'll go to the next one. Click on it and go to the next one. That's like pretty standard e-commerce. Or on the left side, going vertically down the side, boom, box, 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 box. Click on it. Not this scrolling down where I gotta, because I get to the bottom, shit, I'm already thinking about what I'm gonna eat for dinner tomorrow night. I'm done trying to shop for the hat. I don't care how aerodynamic or whatever it is. So throw down some damn some boxes of images so I can actually see the shit. This is another big thing. I'll finish with our infamous red woven label. How you infamous, but you're a startup brand? How you pushing your shit and creating shit for rap superstars when your domain was registered 3 weeks ago? Like, this is like that could be a pro or a con. There's some pros and cons to this. You might get called out for the shit, which isn't gonna help you out. Pro, somebody might stumble upon this, which, A, they're not going to just stumble upon this. No one's going to type in payola.hk and end up on a website and say, oh, shit, they're making clothes for top superstars. Like, damn, that's cold. That's cold as hell. So that can be a pro or a con. Infamous. Also, infamous, that's not a good, like, there's the difference between famous and infamous. Infamous means that you are famous for bad shit. Like, Barack Obama's famous. Adolf Hitler's infamous, all right? Like, there's a difference between the shits. So, you know, maybe that Payola logo label is bad. I don't know. Whatever. All right. Next. Cash only. Just reading the description real quick. It's not telling me why I should buy this. Why should I wear a shirt that says cash only on it? I ain't taking payments. What am I doing with this? Like, if they're sort of like, oh, for drug dealers everywhere, cash only, blah, 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 no credit card, we don't got the stripe square around here. That would be cool. But it just says cash only. And that's like, That's some like 2008 era hip hop, you know, big dollar signs and everything. I don't know. Maybe it's just my style, or lack thereof. I don't know what the hell's going on with this. But as far as the overall everything going on with the website, it's pretty straight to the point, minus that, or those pages with the images that you gotta scroll down for. That's that shit I don't like. All right, we got some the lookbook. I'm assuming it was shot in Hong Kong. I really can't. This is just graffiti. I can't read these street signs, but I don't know. I don't know where this was shot at. Maybe it's not even based in Hong Kong. Maybe they just wanted the .hk domain, because you can register like anything under any domain. You can say, oh yeah, we're supreme.jp and we're the Supreme Store out of Japan. You're fake as fuck, but whatever. Let's see. Pretty basic. Oh, okay. Hold the fucking phone. Let me go back to this. I gotta scroll down. Yeah, once again, I gotta scroll down for it. All right, back on the cash only shirt, which doesn't make, I don't know what the hell what that means. But the back of it. All right, they got the payola down the crack of the spine. That's cool. I can mess with that. if they lopped off the front and it was just like, if it would, like, this could be a perfect just basic logo tee. If they just took out that cash only, threw that logo up in a corner, or even like left it blank, whatever. But the backside, fuck with the backside. That's cool. It's super simple, super minimalist, just payola. Like, oh shit, what's payola? And they're gonna stumble upon payola.hk. They're gonna be like, oh shit, man, that must have been a rapper. That must have been a rap superstar from Hong Kong with the shits. I'm sorry, payola. You guys are actually cool. My bad. That was my fault. So if you wanna cop a payola shirt, payola.hk out of Hong Kong, allegedly. Rap superstars, allegedly. Fuck with them. All right, I think I'm gonna wrap this shit up. Shout out to the one viewer in here. Hey, you know what? That's infinitely times more than yesterday and the day before, because there was zero the whole time. What I'm thinking about doing is setting up a whole bunch of fake YouTube accounts just to stay watching this shit from the beginning, just to make it look like this shit is popular. That's probably that one dude in here right now. It's probably not even real. It's probably a bot. But anyway, I'm going to write up some things about payola in Covenant real quick. Please send me some information to my email. If you're a brand owner out there and you want to get your shit up on here, just send me an email, justin@sowhat.com. Either I'll write it or I'll forward it to one of my writers. They'll write it. When I get my writers back, I'm currently on writer hiatus because they, Brian, what are you talking about? Make videos. Make videos of what? I'm super curious what you're talking about right now. I can't even chat. I got to sign in to chat. Like, what kind of videos are we talking about here? Probably was like the spam filter said, nope, cutting them off. Phew. Let me see if I can get up in this bitch. I don't know, I can't even respond to you, dude. Send me an email at justin@sowhat.com, because I can see like this series in, but in video format. Man, this is video format. What are you talking about? Oh, I fuck with Reggie. I like Reggie. He's cool. One thing I can't really like touch with Reggie is because that dude's he knows what the fuck he's talking about. I'm just kind of just winging it. But I don't know. I'm about to move at the end of August. I'm moving out of New York City, so I'll probably be able to set up like a little space and have like a little whatever thing going on. But I mean, up until I'm flying out of New York August 25th. So it'll probably be like a really super, super shitty live stream, like week. And then I'll have like a space set up in September. But yeah, I'm thinking about, I don't know. I got options, you know, I got the world's endless. I might have to start making some regular-ass videos. Brian, you're right. Shout out to Brian, the very first viewer in this shit. But, yeah. I don't know. Send me an email, Brian, justin@sowhat.com. And just whatever, send me any ideas you got or whatever. Or if you got a brand, let me know. Or if you don't got a brand, you're just a fan, let me know. And we'll fucking, shit, man, I could set up a video for you in the bottom left corner and we can cut it up next time, whatever. We'll see. But I'm out of here because I'm tired and I got chicken to eat. Peace.